With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Concern that another would-be assassin may have been plotting against President Trump.
The FBI has revealed it discovered a suspicious hunting stand in a tree in Palm Beach, Florida, with a direct line of sight to where Air Force One lands locally. The potential sniper position was spotted last Thursday as part of an extensive sweep and kept under watch, but the news wasn't announced until yesterday, with confirmation from FBI Director Patel. No individuals were found connected with it. When President Trump boarded the jet last night, he used small stairs due to what was called increased security measures. George Williams, Washington.
Despite a flare-up in deadly violence, two Israeli soldiers shot dead by Hamas gunmen in Israel, Israel responding with airstrikes, Israel is insisting now that the fragile ceasefire for Gaza is back on track. What will it take to end Russia's war in Ukraine? President Trump says Ukraine may have to swallow a bitter pill by surrendering parts of the Donbas region.
Let it be cut the way it is. It's cut up right now. I think 78% of the land is already taken by Russia. You leave it the way it is right now. They can negotiate something later on down the line.
President Trump says he'll be slashing U.S. aid and will hit Colombia with punishing tariffs. The president's accusing Colombia's leftist president of being a leader in the production and the distribution of illegal drugs. In Paris, the search is on for the thieves who broke into the Louvre, smashing display cases. They fled with priceless crown jewels. The whole thing was over in just 4 minutes. Authorities say it was obviously a professional job. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open later on. The Dow futures are up about 80 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 93, and the S&P futures are up 19. This is SRN News. A new study charts the political attitudes of churchgoers.
The sweeping review has been released by the Family Research Council, and it reveals that amongst Americans who attend worship services regularly, 34% can be classified as politically conservative versus 20% who are liberal. Another 30% of churchgoers are classified as moderates, and 10% swing back and forth depending on the specific political issue at hand. 3% of those who go to church regularly say they're just trying to ignore it all. Michael Harrington reporting.
Drug maker EMD Serrano will reduce the cost of a common fertility medication through a deal struck with the Trump administration. The president's also unveiling new federal guidance that will encourage employers to offer fertility coverage. The new guidance will allow companies to offer fertility benefits separate from major medical insurance plans like they do with dental and vision coverage. This is SRN News. Americans increasingly concerned about being able to land a good job, according to an AP NORC poll.
High prices for groceries, housing, and health care persist as a fear for many households, while rising electricity bills and the cost of gas at the pump are also sources of anxiety, according to the survey. Some 47% of U.S. adults are, quote, not very or not at all confident that they could find a good job if they wanted to, an increase from 37% when the question was last asked in October of 2023. Electricity bills are a major source of stress for 36% of U.S. adults. Just more than one half said the cost of groceries are a major source of financial stress, and about 4 in 10 said the cost of housing and health care were a serious drain. Bertie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump says the U.S. could buy beef from Argentina in a bid to lower prices for Americans. Beef prices have remained high for a variety of reasons, including a drought, as well as reduced imports from Mexico. More details, SRNNews.com.